Are we all here?
Yes. Neil what's the other one's name? Phil will may trickle in if
so
they're
Phil's not here.
I wasn't under the impression that
we have their script.
Oh, well,
no, that's fine. Do you have Neil's script?
It's a paper card.
Neil's script. Well, we're going to work with the people that are here.
Probably.
I know.
That's right. If you want to, like so. They do have it.
He's one of those actors.
Annie.
He's going to be the loudest person in here, what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah.
I could say something really stupid at any moment.
Annie, Sarah, and...
He's not going to hear until later.
Annie, Sarah, Ryan. Oh, okay. So we're working with Annie and Sarah.
Really good.
I got the.
He's smoking now. He's on fire, man.
The White Sox.
All right. Let me just give some. So I'm only talking really to Annie and Sarah. Ryan, you know, as you know, has a little bit more. He lives in my basement, so he has a little more access. So there's no reason to really.
It's unfair.
Right. Really, no reason to work on his stuff. As you see. He doesn't either. Ha 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 ha! Just kidding. Here we go. Here's my quick thoughts. I'm going to give overall thoughts, and then we're going to dig in and just brainstorm as a team because that'll be really fun. I think probably more fruitful than anything. I was telling Jeff, and I want you to dump in because I might be out of touch with.
Yeah, you are.
Right? No, I am. But there's always this dynamic that occurs, and it's the major problem with STE. Comedy is like the satisfaction of expectations, right? So the first thing you need to do is set an expectation that comedy is going to occur, and you guys all did that really amazingly well. I was blown away by the speaking abilities, the topics. I loved every topic a lot. I mean, sometimes I thought there'd be a clinker. Now, there was not one topic that I didn't think was just an invaluable resource to expand comedically upon and important to hear about, and you guys all did that very well. I think probably the most benefit we can do in this next, I'm trying to set my own parameters, is I believe that if there's anything that I can leave you with, is that when something doesn't work, it's only one of two things. Sometimes we make things very complex. It's either a writing problem or it's a performing problem. And it's nothing else. It's a writing problem or it's a performing problem. I almost always believe, because you guys are great performers. Maybe you didn't feel like, wow, I didn't knock that one out of the park, or I wasn't on my A game, whatever. Or the little camera guy was throwing you off. I can clearly see that not only the potential, but, you know, I've seen enough of these speeches. I know what your A game is. So I think we probably have more of a writing problem than a performing problem, even though I want to... performance is easier to talk about, and it's easier to adjust. So the cool thing is performance is imminently... It's changeable, like, literally in 20 minutes we can transform a performing problem. Writing is that's a longer problem. Now, with that said, when a joke works, here's the weird phenomena of a joke that most people don't get. Most people blame what part do you blame when you blame the joke? When you think a joke doesn't work, what part?
Punchline last word.
Yeah, punchline last word.
I blame the audience.
I was about to say
I blame the audience.
I blame myself.
You blame yourself. Ryan and I were talking about this the other day. The thing I've learned over the years, it's always the setup. It's always the setup. It's always, always, always the setup. It's never the joke. Never. If the joke is there for you, if you keep reworking the imperative of the setup, the stakes of the setup, the danger of the setup, the surprise of the setup, the anticipation of the setup, right? These are all the things. I mean, what is comedy based on? Surprise, danger, expectation, and a few other things we could think of.
That's the blowing the shofar thing. That joke is funny, but there's no setup.
Exactly.
It's so true.
We keep changing it, and it's nothing's working.
You used to get so many laughs. Now it just...
I have individual notes on that, and that's what's great. You can tell me what your things that you're like, man, why, you know, that's making me itchy. Why can't we get that to work? And we'll solve it. Just real quick as an exercise, the other thing I want you to think about is go to your speech sometime tonight when we're done and look at like what your favorite jokes are and circle them and think about why they work. I want you to, you know, I got to teach, you know, we're going to teach a little fishing here and not just, think about why they work. What is it in that dynamic? Is it the perfect wording? Is it the fact that, you know, your speech coach wrote it and you say it just exactly like they said it and that's why it works? I mean, why does it work? What makes that particular thing work? And then are there ways to duplicate that in different ways? That's my overall writing lecture. And see, that's it. Done. We're done in like 3 minutes. It's always a setup problem. It's very rarely, I mean, usually we've thought of the punchline or different ideas of where the punchline lives, right? And everyone has agreed, oh, that's a funny joke. Oh, that'll work. So it's never the joke. It's always the way we deliver it or say it or get it up to that point. Okay. As far as, I'm just going to give you my random, a weird little pet peeve thing of mine, but I think it really matters for Nationals, and I don't know if I'll see these kids at Nationals, so I want to tell them now. And that is, it's a weird timing thing. This is such an invaluable experience playing a larger room. If you know you're next in the round, you need to position yourself that you are. It's that there's this time we have. We have 1 hour that the judge needs to sit there, right? I know you think that the judge just loves to judge, right, and is so happy to be there. But right, some of them think like, oh, right, they're thinking about their Java. They're thinking about the break. They're thinking 100 different thoughts. Your job is to compact and make your speech feel like it was a four-minute breath mint. It was a tic-tac that just flew by in an instant. And we're like, oh my God, that was so entertaining. You do everything strategically you can to perceptually take time off of the round. So here's, and this is one of my number one pet peeves we always talked about. Well, here's what happened. People clapped. The clapping died down. Walk, 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 center, 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 talk. You've added, seriously, you've added 15 seconds onto your speech in my mind. First off, if comedy is the satisfaction of expectations, why should we be there, right there? Why? Why should we be there? Why should we be there right the minute the applause? Because comedy is music. Comedy is music and poetry. Why should you be there right when the applause dies down?
It's fresh.
Why should you be there? I don't want him to answer. Why should you be there? Come on, I know you know this. Why should you be there? Why should you be there?
Annie?
Comedy is the satisfaction of
expectations. People don't want to wait.
Very good.
Right?
That's one reason. And from your perspective, what are you trying to create in your speech? What are you trying to create?
Happiness. Sarah.
That's great. I like happiness. Go.
Funny stuff.
Funny stuff. I like that. Anybody else?
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment, happiness, excitement, a sense of urgency. You cannot live without my thoughts. You cannot exist without this speech being told. I have a really, it could be a simple thought. I have a really good speech and I can't wait to give it, right? But you're waiting 20 seconds, you know, it's a part of the dynamic of the round. And you need to start thinking about that. So if there's any way, now sometimes it can't be prevented. Sometimes screw-ups happen, right? And someone gets called up there. But even then, get up there. Bam! You know, you're ready. Boom! I'm here for you. And the only other thing I would say is you have to have the moment before. There has to be a dynamic where in your faith, and you guys did this really well. I was very pleased. You've worked on this, obviously. And that is, well, just, I mean, everyone did a really nice job of setting, you did a wonderful job of setting the room. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about beginnings and how to even tweak that energy. So in other words, the minute you walk up, you're telling people, I mean, literally, 10 seconds before you even talk, well, this is funny. This is good. We are ready.
Like your own atmosphere.
Right. They're very good.
Thank you.
exactly. No, you're setting an environment, right?
Yeah.
And you are in charge of that environment. You have to set that environment. All right. The last thing I wanted to say was, I think that if there's any area that I would, and this is for all the speeches, is that each one of these topics has a separate challenge to it to make it work for even a speech audience. Compost this, that's a user-friendly topic that I'm already on board with. So the challenge is far different than, if I may use Ryan's topic, which is singularity. That's a far, far different challenge. His challenge, if I can take words out of his mouth, his challenge is to even get people to understand what the hell this is, why am I talking about it, why is it even going to be interesting, how could this possibly even be funny? Compost this, the minute I hear that, I'm like, that has lots of comic potential. Why do I care, and what is the person's angle on it? What is his angle there? Nerd is the word. Funny topic, right? So I don't have to. I'm not worried about it being funny. I want to know why it's probably more important than I think it is. Annie, I love this topic, by the way. Feed me.
I made up all those titles.
No, but I love your topic.
Feed me.
And I think your challenge is, your topic sounds like topic life. Oh, it's important to sit around the dinner. It's important to sit around the dinner table. Screw you. Who cares? But I totally am bought off on your topic, your message. You need to spend more time up front getting the audience in by using comedy and cleverness to be like, here's my point. I always say, what is the pushback? What is there to rub against? And that's that you can have fun with. You do it real nice in your speech. What's to rub against is their ignorance and they can't access some of what you're talking about, right? So you play on that the horror thing, right? And you use that beautifully. But I say every speech, like in the introduction, preview, you need to play against what it is that is in the judge's mind, in the audience's mind, that they're thinking, that you are challenging them on. You're saying, no, 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 no. And I think yours is, don't think this is top, and I wish I had a better word off the top of my head, but don't you dare put this in topic light category just because I'm not talking about, a religious topic or the future or something else. This is deeply, this is ripping the family apart, and as evidence, look at and then joke, right?
Yeah.
Fill in the blank, and that's the kind of stuff I want to do. I want to help you with setups, and we'll write some jokes, and we're gonna work. My last overall thought for everybody, and this is a problem with the event, and maybe Jeff might correct me or might say, ignore what Tim said, but and I respect that. Believe me or not, believe me. Here's the big challenge to delivering all STEs. Right. Funny, 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 funny. Serious, serious, serious.
Oh, no.
Funny, 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 funny. Yeah. Serious,
talk about
serious,
this all
serious,
the time.
Serious.
And yet they do it. All
it's
the
so
time.
Hard.
And you need. And here's what you need to do. You need to treat your. Can I just your rhetoric or your? You need. And this is setup. You need to attack your rhetoric. Almost as if it's comedy, with the same tempo, the same fun, the same liveliness. Otherwise, the speeches are bipolar. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching it, and I'm like, it's too hard. You're working against yourself. You get us laughing, and now I'm talking, and I'm very serious, and we're communicating, and I'm telling you a very, very interesting point. You have to find a way that if the comedy's up here, it's okay to take us here. So we're here, but you can't take us from here to down. We can't go that far down because it kills your next joke. No matter how funny your next joke is, it's only going to get a 5 instead of a 10 response because your tempo, your delivery, your setups, and that's, Every single speech had that problem. And that's memory, commitment, familiarity, dynamics, understanding how to play that thing. You got to go up there and tell people right from the top, we're having fun from second one to 9:45. We are having a blast. And you have to do that. Because let me tell you lastly what it does. Here's the problem. And it goes back to my premise. It's always about setup. When you drop down into serious speech mode, or into just kind of talk, you know what you're telling me about your topic? You don't care. You don't care about it. You're not thinking about it. You're not inspired by it. And you're not, it is ripping your jokes apart. So think about it. You can think about it, whatever motivates you. Think about it like, well, God, I have to go work on my setup stuff because it's killing my laughs, or it's making me seem less of an emphatic speaker. It's making my overall speech seem perceptually longer than it really is. These speeches are all under time, or they're in the ballpark. And so just keeping both your tempo and attitude up will already change the dynamic of the entire speech. And lastly, the other thing I always say to you, I always say, throw the ball to yourself. Throw the ball to yourself as hard as you can. Give yourself, if a line's not working, try to repeat it over and over and over again until something works for you. That's the last thing. So that's my overall things. Any questions on that? We used to call it don't drop the ball. Don't let the air go too flat.
Yeah, I hate it.
Right.
I hate it.
Right.
And they know I hate it.
And they know, and so I am just reinforcing what he hates. That's my job.
You know who's, I think, some really great examples, if you're looking to just see how it's done, is there a lot of, any comedian that uses current events in there, like George Carlin was really great at giving you information.
Oh, yes.
And telling the joke all in the same voice. He just had that voice. He could tell you something that normally would be incredibly dull and make it interesting and connect it to his jokes. Maybe Dennis Miller kind of used to do the same
Lewis
thing.
Lewis Black.
Lots of good examples.
And what they're doing is sometimes it's, man, I'm really pissed off about this event or this circumstance, and I'm going to tell you it like I'm pissed off, and here comes my pissed off joke.
Exactly.
And I think that's one thing, if you can have some kind of voice in your head, which starts, I think, with your attention getter.
Yes.
Starts right away. If you can, you want to try and maintain that all the way through, and that's where the style of your jokes are going to come out. That's how you, like if you're uncomfortable with the joke, you've been talking a lot about sort of the setup, and it's not the joke that's not working, it's the setup to it.
Right.
And I think a lot of that is you need to have that voice in mind when you're telling the joke. So it's important to know, okay, how do you, like you said, how do you feel about this topic that's going to guide you as to how you're going to set up your joke? You know, it's not, there aren't little pockets of things that are all separated from each other. You got to look at it as one continuous piece.
I keep telling them, stop doing speech. Forget you're at a speech tournament.
Had some charming moments, though. Charming. No, everyone had a moment where I'm like, oh, my God. But continue. Go.
And I know you don't want to say this because he's right here, but the person who does this the best is Ryan. Mm-hmm.
You know why Ryan does it? Not because Tim's trained him. Because Ryan doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Hey, man.
He's never been to the speech.
And I taught him that. That's what's amazing.
These guys did this for 4 years in high school, and now they're in their second or first year here. You've seen so much of this crap, and I'll tell you, year after year, you go watch the final round, and the people that are the least speechy, his brother was national champion in STE for us. You know why?
This guy?
Because your brother didn't know what the fuck he was doing either. Just, here I am, all
right. No, he's right. It's Sarah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, here you are, you're kicking butt early in this year, right? You've done really well, but I guarantee you, you're going to see just tremendously, naturally funny people. The advantage you have is clever writing, great coaches, good delivery, but I'm telling you, you guys have to start going for it. You have to start really going for it, or you're going to, and I'm not saying this to be negative, but you're going to get wiped off the map. You're going to just be blown away. Even though,
no matter how good you've done,
I'm telling you, I've seen these fire. These kids are like, there's going to be some. I told Ryan this. I said, and tell me if this is still true. I said, there's going to be some kid up there who you're going to think has the. There's no composition to his speech, hardly at all. But he's so, or she is so flippin' funny, the judges are just like, up, you know, and they do well. Yeah. So the good news is, though, if you can be funny and have composition, the judges will be like, oh, well, that's, they'll put you over. Sorry. Well, you triggered something else that I wanted to hit on. The dynamic, what you're talking about. Yeah. Let's start.
Stop doing speech.
There was one other thought, though. Setup. Was it delivery? Was it your thing? Let's just start chewing. Let's start chewing on this stuff and throw it around. And let's do. You want to work on Annie's or Sarah's first?
Let's do. Who's got more time than any of you?